of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. By the way, just in case you were surprised that there were four wise men in our procession this morning, St. Matthew doesn't actually tell us how many there are. There are three gifts, so we assume there are three wise men, but it doesn't actually say so. So having four this morning was okay. And apparently, at this time of the year, there's a text message or a circulated email that ends up in your inbox to the effect that if the wise men had been women, when they arrived at Bethlehem, they would have tidied up the stable and made a casserole or a rishti or something for Mary and Joseph. And they would have stopped and asked directions so that they would not have turned up 12 days late. Mind you, I'm not sure if I'll get out alive after this, but never mind. As a mere male, I'm tempted to say it would have taken three women so long to pack and to get ready that they wouldn't have made it on time either. And in fairness to the wise men, they did have a brand new sat-nav, I Navigate, but it only came into operation on Christmas Day, so we can't really blame them. But anyway, on time or late,